We are special. You are special. There's not another person like you anywhere in the world. You are unique. And in James, Jesus' half-brother, chapter 1,
I want to use two different scriptures this morning. The first one is in James chapter 1, 17 through 27. Here, the New Living Translation of God's holy and precious word. Whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God above, who created all heaven's lights. Unlike them, he never changes or casts shifting shadows. In his goodness, he chose to make us his own children by giving us his true word. We are, out of all creation, became his choice possessions. And then James goes on to say, dear friends, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Your anger can never make things right in God's sight. So get rid of all filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the message God had planted in your hearts. For it is strong enough to save your souls. And remember, it's a message to obey, not just to listen. If you don't obey, you're only fooling yourself. For if you listen and don't obey, it's like looking at your face in the mirror, but doing nothing to improve your appearance. You see yourself and you walk away and you forget what you look like. But if you keep looking steadily into God's perfect law, the law sets you free. And if you do what it says and don't forget what you've heard, then God will bless you for doing it. So if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you're just fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. Pure and lasting religion in the sight of God our Father means that we must care for orphans and widows in their troubles and let the world corrupt us. So we have to be careful about that.